Having confined myself to the words of others in my previous booze, I now venture to present something of my own. We are threatened with heavy snow in Hampshire tonight, and snow is actually already falling here. This would not be remarkable in many other places, but we have not had a winter such as this for many years. What happened to global warming? We are poorly prepared for extreme weather, as we get so little of it. Not many of those who complain about our lack of preparedness would, I imagine, accept a tax increase to remedy the situation. In fact, we seem to revel in adversity. We like to think we are battling the forces of nature against all the odds. The BBC News this evening advised us, if we are travelling, to load our car with high visibility jackets, shovels, sleeping blankets and survival clothing. All good advice, no doubt, but we love it. Even I have placed shovel and broom by the front door and have brought my boots indoors in case I need them to get out tomorrow morning. The house is not well insulated, so the heating is working overtime, with no doubt dire financial consequences. I'm actually wearing a fleece bought in Switzerland 25 years ago and intended for outdoor activities rather than for posting to Audioboo. I've also just poured myself another glass of Calvados in the foolish belief that this will protect me against all ills. In all this, I can't help reflecting on the plight in weather such as this of our ancestors who lived on an Iron Age hill fort not all that far from here. They could light fires and they could put on skins, but I don't think many of us would consider that adequate today. In the words of Thomas Hobbes, their lives must certainly have been solitary, poor, nasty, brutish and short. But as someone has said, it could have been worse. Their lives could have been solitary, poor, nasty, brutish and long. So I'll try to bring you more news and reflections from this corner of North East Hampshire in the days to come. That's a threat.